Now there's a barn down at the old home place down yonder. The fellow that, of course, it was a barn house and my dad bought it. And that barn was built out of pine poles, and the rafters was the pine poles, and the sheeting, they call it, was riled out of, split out of a pine to nail the shingles onto. And the shingles was made out of pine that was made with these old time froes. And that old timber that was shingles and boards, well, they called them boards then. The shingle was generally cut, and with a board was rived out, and the question I said was, you could rive it with the grain or against the grain, but most of them would ride them, what they call edge grain, and they would last for years and years and years, that water growing. You'd get in a house, you could just see light all through the roof. You'd say, Lord, that'll just leak. When it goes leaking, I mean, when the rain come, dampness, that board would close up. Wouldn't a drop of water come through it, but it would just, that wood would swell up. But you take a composition roll roofing or a composition shingle or a tin shingle, it don't, if there's a hole in there, that hole's there hot or dry and it'll leak. But these other old homes, it'd be full of holes and not a leak come in.
Well, what about on a farm, the place where you kept your hogs, what did you call that?
Well, that was a hog pen, or we used to take a rail fence and build them up and keep the hogs in there. And then a lot of people later in years, they got ready to just cut poles and build a pole fence, maybe 14 foot square or 16 or 18 foot one way and then so wide.
Was that hog pen usually open, or did it have any kind of cover?
It was open, and if you had an old sow or they brought pigs or you had a bed for them, you'd have a little shed fixed in there, and then the old hogs would. But I guess you've seen the hogs that used to run out in the open, and they'd go out and they'd bite down the grass and pick up leaves and take brush. I've seen an old sow build a bed as big as this room here, and it would be built maybe up this high. She'd go in under there and you couldn't even see her, but she'd bring her pigs in under that.
Is that right?
Oh yeah. And the old time hogs used to, they all knew how to build their own beds. And a hog will never mess in their bed. They'll never.
You were talking about chopping cotton a minute ago. Could you tell me about some of the work that you did when you raised cotton?
Well, now I've seen it raised, but my dad never did raise cotton. He said it was just too much work to it and not wasn't worth it. But we've rented the land to people that raise cotton, and they take the seed used to, and they'd take the ashes out of the fireplace, and they'd dampen that seed, and they'd roll them in them ashes, and it would just roll that little bit of lint down. It'd be just, it'd just rattle pretty near like corn then. And you can put it in a cotton planter then and plant it. And then when we went to chop cotton, well, of course it was planted thick, man go along with the hoe and he just chop out ever so often that way. And then it got so big, then he'd take his plow and bed it up.
What exactly do you mean when you say chop cotton?
Well, and there's regular cotton hoes, and some people call them weeding hoes, and some was different sizes, and that was a man to go and hold that cotton. He just pull it, thin it, or chop it.
Did people ever have any trouble with grass growing up in the cotton
field? Oh yeah. But then, that's what them cotton choppers, lots of people, that's all they ever done. Is known as a cotton chopper, just like a stock cutter that cuts saw logs. That's all.